Hi, everyone, and welcome back to English for You. I'm Erin.
And this is Winnie.
So yesterday, we started talking about different phrases in English that use people's names.
That's right. We learned all about a cup of Joe, which actually means a cup of coffee.
Right.
Luckily, I've got my cup of Joe with me right here.
Me too. Thanks for telling me about that new coffee shop, by the way.
You're welcome. We learned all about Josephus Joe Daniels, who worked in the U.S. Navy during World War I.
Right, yes. He wouldn't let sailors drink wine or beer, so they always drank coffee instead.
Even though I like this origin, but that's probably not the real one. We also learned that Joe may have come from a manual that talked about Java and Mocha.
Well, I guess no one really knows for certain where these phrases come from, but it's good that we've got some ideas.
Well, today we're going to learn about two more phrases that have English names in them.
Right. Let's get to the article now.
Reading. Joe and Jane. When a name is more than a name. A lot of people in the world can be described as average Joes. An average Joe is a common everyday man. Average means like most others of the same type. And Joe is a popular name for boys. Another way to say average Joe is Joe Sixpack. Six-pack, in this case, comes from a six-pack of beer, the drink of choice for the working man. The female form of average Joe is plain Jane. This phrase may come from the classic novel Jane Eyre. In the book, the main character, Jane, is often called plain. This is because Jane's appearance was very normal and nothing special. This explanation makes sense, as Jane was never a top 10 name for girls, like Joe was for boys. So, it probably didn't come from common use. Now you know some examples of how names are used in English phrases. You are sure to learn even more, too, because there are many such phrases in the world of English.
So today's article starts out by saying, a lot of people in the world can be described as average Joes. Now let's take a look at this adjective average, spelled A-V-E-R-A-G-E, average. Average describes something that is typical or normal within a group. For example, the average temperature in this city during the summer is 31 degrees.
Average Joe's. So this one uses the same name, Joe,
it does,
too.
Joe.
我们来看这个必考单字 average. 这是一个形容词，意思是普通的、平均的。最常见像例句的用法是平均的温度 average temperature, 平均身高 average height, 或是平均收入 average income 等等。
Now, I guess the name Joe must be really popular. And to be fair, it is a really popular boy's name in English as well.
Oh.
But let's find out what this phrase actually means. The article says, an average Joe is a common everyday man. Now, here we use the adjective everyday, spelled E-V-E-R-Y-D-A-Y,every day, to mean very common or completely normal. You'll notice that we put those two words, every day, together.
A lot of students really confused with that.
And it is quite confusing in English, but you have to remember it's not talking about a time, it's describing a time. So, in this case, an average Joe is a completely common or normal man.
Every day 在这里我们看到是一个字，我们常常搞混的是 every day 两个字，到底一个字两个字其实分不分开用法是不一样的。Every day 分开两个字时是个时间副词，意思就是照字面翻 every 每一 day 天每天。那像文章中 every day 连在一起是个形容词，表示日常的、平常的，所以 every Joe 指的就是我们每个平凡人啦。
Now, the article also tells us this. It says, Average means like most others of the same type, and Joe is a popular name for boys, which we already learned.
So by putting them together, we're saying that an average Joe is just like everybody else.
Right, that's right. There's another way to say average Joe, though. The article says, another way to say average Joe is Joe six-pack.
Ooh, six-packs. Mm-hmm. 我们常说的六块肌就是 six-packs. So Joe six-packs, does that mean he's got gray stomach muscles?
I wish, but not quite. The article explains more. It says, six-pack, in this case, comes from a six-pack of beer, the drink of choice for the working man. But before we go any further, let's hear a bit more from our friends about the phrase six-pack.
Shortcut for you!
Wow, it's so hot outside today.
I know what will help cool us down.
What's that?
A six-pack.
Oh yeah, I want to see your stomach muscles.
A six-pack means a group of six cans or bottles sold together.
Oh, I get it. Six-pack is 啤酒的饮料的一手或是六罐装。
You got it. I'm thinking a six-pack of beer.
Or a six-pack of soda.
That's true. Either one. We shouldn't drink it all, though.
Why's that?
Because then I won't have my six-pack of muscles anymore.
Right.
I see. So six-pack is actually talking about six cans of beer, not six muscles.
Now, don't sound so disappointed, Winnie. Average Joes can also have nice stomach muscles.
Great. Nothing to worry about then.
Oh, Winnie. Now, let's take a look at this phrase, of choice.When we say something is of choice, for example, drink of choice, like in the article, it's the drink or other thing that someone chooses to have or use. We might use of choice in an example like this. My drink of choice is water. It's boring, but it's healthy.
Well, good for you. So, what about women? Like the article said, Joe is a popular name for boys. Are we average Joes too?
Well, no. Joe is usually just a boy's name in English. So, it would be a good idea for the girls to have a phrase for them.And it's right, we've got our own similar phrase to average Joe. The article tells us the female form of average Joe is plain Jane.
Now, Jane.
Kind of similar, Joe and Jane, both J names. Now, the adjective female, spelled F-E-M-A-L-E, female, describes women or girls.For example, we might use it in a sentence like this. This is the female bathroom. Men should use the other bathroom down the hall.
有时候在填个人基本资料的时候，你看到性别这一栏，可能会纳闷，诶，为什么不是 boy or girl, 或是 man or woman? 正式场合我们会用 female 指女生 and male to refer a man.
Mm-hmm. Now the noun form...spelled F-O-R-M, form, means a type of something that can have many different varieties. For example, we might say, I ride a bike to work because it's an environmentally friendly form of travel.
Form 有很多意思啦，你可能学过表格 form. For example, please fill up the form. 在这里它是形式，像 Aaron 老师是骑脚踏车上班，因为这是一种环保的交通方式。Well, plain Jane, I'm not sure if I like it. Where does it come from?
Well, let's check the article out and see. It says, this phrase may come from the classic novel Jane Eyre.The adjective classic, spelled C-L-A-S-S-I-C, classic, describes a book, play, poem, or art that is very good and has been popular for a very long time. We might use classic to describe a painting, like we just said. Like this, on our field trip to the museum, we got to see Van Gogh's classic painting, Sunflowers.
Oh, I know that one.
Mm-hmm.
所以女生版本的 Plain Jane, 其中这个 Jane 有可能是来自简爱这本经典小说。Classic 表示经典的当形容词，你也可以直接拿它当名词，比如说 Jane Eyre is a classic.So what happens in the book Jane Eyre?
Well, the article says, in the book, the main character Jane is often called plain. Now we know that plain means simple and ordinary, but which is why the article next tells us, this is because Jane's appearance was very normal and nothing special.Now, the noun appearance, the long one, spelled A-P-P-E-A-R-A-N-C-E, appearance, means the way someone or something looks to other people. For example, I might use appearance like this. The workers have changed the appearance of this building. It looks a lot nicer than it used to.
为什么会用 plain 来形容 Jane 呢? It was because she looked plain, she looked normal. 用来指一个人的外表,我们用 appearance 这个名词。这个字的动词就是前面的 appear, 显现、出现。当然外表不只是指人的外表啦,物品的外表也可以用 appearance。像是例句中的工人重新装潢了建筑物的外貌,现在看起来比以前好多了。I don't think this is like a compliment, though.
Not usually, no.
To say some girl looks plain, is it really the case?
Well, sometimes if you look plain, it's not used in a very polite way.
Yeah.
If you call someone plain, it usually means that they're not very beautiful.
What?
Right? So it's not a great thing to say. But let's read on a little bit more about the phrase. The article says, this explanation makes sense, as Jane was never a top 10 name for girls like Joe was for boys.Now, the noun explanation, spelled E-X-P-L-A-N-A-T-I-O-N, explanation, is the reason you give for why something happens or why you do something. For example, I might say, what's your explanation for this broken vase, Melanie?
Uh-oh.
Mm.
看到 shin, T-I-O-N 结尾的字不要被吓到啦。我们把它遮住，有没有看到前面 explain 这个动词？所以 explanation 就是解释的名词啦，就是事情发生的原因、理由。
Now, we also saw the phrase make sense, which means that something has a clear meaning and is easily understood. For example, I think it makes sense to save lots of money now. That way, I'll have lots of money when I'm older.
另外我们也看到这个片语 make sense 超级常见的哦，在电影中啊或是口语 something makes sense 表示合理可以理解，那如果不合理就是加上否定词 not it doesn't make sense、
mm-hmm.
所以文章认为这个解释蛮合理的，因为 Jane 不像 Joe 是很常见的男孩名，再怎么普通也没有 Mary Lisa、mm-hmm. Amy 这么菜市场名，所以把它拿来统称叫一个普通人好像也说不太过去哦。
Right. Now, it talked about a top 10 name like Mary, Lisa, or Amy.
Yeah.
Right? Those are top 10 names. And now, Joe was a very popular name, so it was like everybody else in the group.
Mm-hmm.
But Jane is a very plain name, and so it's kind of saying that it's not very top 10, like the popular, beautiful names. Now, the article tells us, so it probably didn't come from common use.Now, the adverb probably, spelled P-R-O-B-A-B-L-Y, probably, is used when we say that something is likely going to happen or be true. For example, we might say, can you finish reading this chapter before class? Probably, I only have a couple of pages left.
你看到 probably 最后 ly 结尾就知道是个副词，在一般口语中也很常见。比如，哎，有人问你会不会去某某某的生日趴 ，probably， 或是哎，功课做不做得完啊 ，probably， 差不多就像是 maybe，possibly 或是 might。 I might go to the party.
Mm-hmm. We could also use the word likely.
Oh, yes.
As probably as well. Now, the final paragraph of today's article begins by saying, now you know some examples of how names are used in English phrases.
That's totally true. I know at least three new phrases with names now.
Well, you can get even more excited because the article says you're sure to learn even more, too, because there are many such phrases in the world of English.
This is fun. But unfortunately, that's all the time we've got for today's article. Let's get to our For You chat before we go.
Okay. All right, so our For You chat question today is something similar to what we talked about in the article. The question is, would you be bothered by someone calling you an average Joe or plain Jane? Why or why not?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think I will like it because, like you said, it's kind of rude to say somebody's average or plain. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to be just a nobody.
Right. Well, the thing is that everyone wants to think of themselves as special, right?
Yeah.
And calling someone an average Joe or plain Jane really isn't something you want to hear because that's sort of saying that you're not special. In another way, it's a little bit different from someone saying, ooh, she's so ugly, or ooh, he's so gross.
Oh, so I guess.
It's kind of in the middle a little bit in some ways.
So we're just like in the middle if we're described like this.
Right.
Like nothing too good, but nothing too bad.
Nothing too bad. So, I mean, it depends how someone uses it, I guess.
That's true.
Right. So maybe if you're trying to win an award in something really special, but you can't quite make it there, and someone says, oh, she's just a plain Jane, she'll never win that award. I mean, that's not a great feeling.
No.
Right? So, I don't know, I think it really depends on how it's used.
That makes sense.
Mm. Now, what do you guys think? Why don't you guys chat with your friends about being an average Joe or plain Jane and come up with your own answers? Because that's all the time we have for today. And for English for You, I'm Erin.
And I'm Winnie.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Joe and Jane. When a name is more than a name. A lot of people in the world can be described as average Joes. An average Joe is a common everyday man. Average means like most others of the same type. And Joe is a popular name for boys. Another way to say average Joe is Joe Sixpack. Sixpack, in this case, comes from a six-pack of beer, the drink of choice for the working man. The female form of average Joe is plain Jane. This phrase may come from the classic novel Jane Eyre. In the book, the main character, Jane, is often called plain. This is because Jane's appearance was very normal and nothing special. This explanation makes sense, as Jane was never a top 10 name for girls, like Joe was for boys. So it probably didn't come from common use. Now you know some examples of how names are used in English phrases. You're sure to learn even more, too, because there are many such phrases in the world of English.
Vocabulary Review.
Average. Jim was an average student. He wasn't great, but he wasn't bad either. Female. The store only sells female clothes, so boys don't shop there. Form. I haven't heard this form of music before. Classic. The teacher had all of her students read a classic novel and then write a report on it. Appearance. The girl's appearance was beautiful, so she received a lot of attention from boys. Probably. Jason will probably go with us, but he doesn't know for sure yet.